class. Today we have some news. Yes, a fresh student. I'm super excited about it because, as you all know, I love new faces at our lovely university. So let me introduce her to you all. Come on, dear. You can come in now. Don't be shy.
Shh.
Come on, class. No side conversations. You'll have plenty of time to talk to her later. Let's focus here. We have a few things to take care of first. So, class, we have to agree that our new student is so pretty, huh? But there's something wrong with her, don't you think? Can anyone tell me what it is? Yes, you're absolutely right. Her clothes. Of course. She's wearing boy clothes. And we don't have any boys here at our beloved university, do we? Of course not. Except for those guys with big fat dicks that we sometimes invite to our university to help with some of classes. So, new student, we don't tolerate boys' clothes here. Only girls' clothes are allowed. Do you understand? Good. You'll have to wear our pretty uniforms in class. Now get undressed. Yes, of course it's now. Yes, in front of everyone. What do you expect? Don't be shy. You don't have to worry about your colleagues. You are in a safe place here. So come on. There you go. Wow, look at you. What a cute body you have. Don't you think, class? So smooth and soft. Perfect skin with no body hair. Okay, you can put this outfit... Oh, wait. What do we have here between your well-shaven legs? What a little tiny thing. Oh, it's so cute. You must have one of the smallest penises in our class. Oh, you blushed. You're so lucky, you know. The sissies here have to work so hard to shrink their members, and you have a natural one. Look at them. They're all jealous. Let's continue. In our lovely university, sissies will never use their little members for anything. So, there's no need to let them free, right? We have to put your little thing in a cage. And I think we still have one of our smallest models down here on my drawer. Yeah, here it is. Put it on your little member. Good girl, so cute. Give me the keys. I'll keep them safe in the key room after class. And just one more thing. Before your clothes, open your mouth and suck on this little plug. That's it. We want it to be very wet so we can easily insert it into your boy pussy. Now bend over on the table. There you go. I'm just gonna slide this little boy in. Oh, God. You're so tight. A little push. And voila, it disappeared. It's so nice, isn't it? The feeling of having your ass stuffed. Okay, now you can put these clothes on. First, this pretty pair of baby pink panties and bra. Oh, you look so cute. So feminine. Now the striped short skirt that barely covers your gorgeous ass. And this white V-neck crop top that shows off your flat stomach and gives us a glimpse of your cleavage. So pretty. Now that you're all dressed up properly, I must tell you an important thing about our university. There are strict rules about so many things. If you break one of them, you'll be sent to detention room to be punished. Punishments can include a little flogging, ball busting, and in rare cases, a little electroshock therapy on your little member. The detention room is to punish bad, bad girls. And it's ran by a teacher who's very different from me. You see, I'm more supportive and understanding, but her, she's definitely not like that. She's more strict and harsh. Many of the girls say she's a bit of a sadist, too. But if you follow the rules and are a good sissy, you don't have to worry about that. Well, I think it's finally time for our lesson today. We have a little tradition here. New students have to help the teacher on their first day. We did a little research online with lots of guys and asked them what kind of blowjob they prefer. The sweet and passionate or the messy and sloppy? Of course, they chose the second option. Then we asked if they preferred to be in control of the blowjob or let the girl do it. They chose the first option. We thought this information was very important and decided to make a lesson out of it for all of you. Today, our new student is going to help me. Let me get my 9-inch strap on and put it on. There you go. Oh dear. You look so scared. My girl cock intimidating you? Yes, it has that effect on our new girls. Now get down on your knees for me and open your little mouth wide. That's it. How submissive, huh? You see, class, this is a very important detail of how you'll have to behave in front of men. Men like to be in control. So you've got to be as submissive to them as possible. Another thing that men like to do is humiliate their sissies just a little bit. So they slap their pretty faces with their big cocks like this. Good sissy. It's also important to look them in the eye and give them an innocent but slutty look. Some of them like to tease you and rub the tip of their big cocks on your tongue, just like this. And then suddenly, breathe, breathe, little sissy. It's normal to choke on big cocks. You see, class, this is probably going to happen to you someday. That's why you need to be prepared. In fact, many of them love it when sissies choke on their big cocks. They will shove their massive cocks into your little mouth without hesitation. My advice to all of you is to let go of any resistance you have and let them use your little mouth like a pussy. Let them fuck your mouth without mercy, just like that. Oh, sissy. You're doing such a great job helping me demonstrate this for the class. Don't fight it. Just let it go. Good girl. Look, class, how submissive our new student is. Her hands are behind her back like a little submissive slut. Let me speed it up a bit, okay? There you go. Pay close attention in class. Men like to grab your hair like this and force face fuck you like that. And you have to keep your posture. Submissives always do. Use your noses to breathe. I know it might be a little hard since their cock will be balls deep in your little mouths. But you have to try. And when you have those brief moments without their dicks in your mouth, you have to use that to breathe deep, okay? I'm almost done, sissy. You can do it. Keep your mouth open for me. You didn't see that coming, did you? Yeah, be a good sissy and swallow every drop of my fake cum. There you go, good little sissy. Let that big girl cock out of your little mouth. You're drooling all over the floor, my dear. Need some help? Okay, let me get some tissues to wipe that pretty face of yours. There you go, all clean and pretty. Well, my dear, I think you've helped me enough for today. I thank you very much for that. Class, you're dismissed.